Thomas Woodrow Wilson was the 28th president of the United States and only the second Democrat to hold that office since the Civil War. Wilson had been elected in 1912 by a minority of the voters in a three-way race. A former president of Princeton University, Wilson was viewed as an idealist bent on social reform. His program for uplifting America was called the New Freedom. But in fact, Wilson looked forward to reforming the whole world.
It is America's duty and privilege to stand shoulder to shoulder to lift the burdens of mankind in the future and show the paths of freedom to all the world. America is henceforth to stand for self-possession, for dignity, for the assertion of the right of one nation to serve the other nations of the world.
Wilson's approach to foreign policy could be called liberal, but then liberal approaches differ on the subject. Classical liberals, like the Englishman Richard Cobden and John Bright, insisted on an adequate defense, but rejected intervention in other countries' affairs. In the same mode, John Quincy Adams held that the United States of America does not go abroad in search of monsters to destroy. On the other hand, Wilson's concept of foreign policy was an intensely moral one. He believed that a free society, which is blessed by Providence with power, should use that power to spread its ideals. Where Cobden and Bright held that foreign entanglements corrupt the cause of liberty, Wilson looked forward to remaking all nations in the image of a free and democratic America. The president had little experience or familiarity with European affairs. The outbreak of the First World War baffled and shocked him, as much as it did most of his fellow countrymen. His first reaction was the same as theirs. America had to steer clear of this war.
The United States must be neutral in fact as well as in name during these days that are to try men's souls.